You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friday night.
It must be Cameron Sports and Life.
Adila, come
good,
on in.
Yeah, get some water. I went off that freeway, that 101. Yeah. My God, it was like a parking lot. Then there was an accident. You know, so in LA, not only do you have the problems with the freeway, then you have the accident.
Then you have the highway patrol.
Then you have people watching the highway patrol. So it's like a one movie scene.
Hey guys, this is Danny Cruz. If you saw me out there on the 101 tonight, I was in a red car heading down the freeway.
Okay.
And I was watching traffic like a hawk.
Well,
keeping
good.
It safe. I even slowed down for some school buses.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, Danny Cruz. Anyway, let me do my preamble. Welcome to LA Talk Radio, and we're here every Friday night from 8 to 9, and our email is cdatzker@yahoo.com, and we're on Twitter. cdatzker123 at Twitter, and we're also on other medium. We're also on BBS Radio
LinkedIn.
As the show goes on.
LinkedIn.
In San Francisco.
Yes. So hey, BBS.
We're in the Bay Area, so... You guys could go up to the Bay Area for work. Anyway, so what I was going to tell everybody is we want to welcome everyone. And the big news today was Trump originally dropped the $1.3 trillion budget with threats say he'll never again. But it went through. He signed the paper.
Oh, my goodness.
So, America, we still have Trump.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. And then we got some UFO news, some great stuff that happened today.
Okay, is this a Southern California news story?
One is.
Okay, now it is.
Yeah, well, it's on the radio, baby.
I heard a little bit more.
We got to get into it. We got want to introduce people. We have tonight a wonderful, wonderful event coming out. It's going to be a toast to 25, and representing everybody. And you are in also the play, right?
Actually, I'm one of the producers of the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. One of the co-founders. Yeah.
So introduce yourself to everybody out in the Los Angeles area.
Okay. My name is Adila Barnes.
Adila Barnes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Adila Barnes.
Good to be back. Thank you for having me here
at LA Talk Radio. And you got a special event you may want to tell the folks about. So go ahead.
Yes. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary. And our theme this year, as you said, is a toast to 25.
Right.
So we're going to have our event in two different venues. On Thursday night, we will kick off, as we always do, with our annual Champagne Gala and Award Ceremony, hosted by Hattie Winston, Ted Lange. And that'll be at the Barnstall Gallery Theater. We have a really exciting evening planned, so we hope that people will come on out and celebrate with us. And then we'll move on.
Are tickets available?
Tickets are still available, and they can go to Brown Paper, I think it's called, or they can go to our website.
Could they buy it?
Can also buy at the door. That's right. They can do that as well.
I just spoke to Elizabeth Garriga, Brown Paper.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. That's one source in terms of getting the tickets, yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. Brown ticket.
Elizabeth Garriga.
So anyway, Brown Paper. You have another evening.
And then we're going to move over that next day, that Friday the 30th, to the Electric Lodge for the 8th year. And we will present there. And so we have four programs there, and we have one at the Barnstall.
The one on Thursday, you're going to have Kat Kramer. Kat's a little character. We know her.
Kat knows everybody. Everywhere I go, people say, I know Kat.
She's a child of the 70s.
Yes, she is.
And also Faye Hauser.
Yes, Faye Hauser Prize. That's right. Uh-huh.
And then... I would say four.
They're going to be co-hosting on. They're co-hosting on Friday night. The theme that night is love, sex, and hashtag Me Too.
Oh wow, that sounds like a Donald Trump situation.
Hashtag
right there. Well, he's hashtagging
picking
and
on each
sex
other.
And porno stars. And
well, as they say, time's up.
That's it.
Time's up.
I agree with you.
Time's up.
Trump
well,
the election's praised
coming
Putin.
Up and,
Trump praised.
He's got now he's down to 24%.
Are you serious?
I'm down.
When did they say that?
Today.
That's okay.
Today
America's
coming
back.
He went down to 24. He had just gone up to 40-something. Now he's back down. Wow.
Yeah.
In part
by the New York Times.
The decisions that he's making. That's why, I'm sure.
Well, I think what he wanted to do is name Adolf Hitler as foreign minister, but he's dead. Anyway, he names a guy who wants to go to war.
That's right.
And the guy, Bolton. I don't think he's going to get nominated. Because the Senate has to approve him, and the Congress, they have to approve him.
Oh, they don't want him.
He's not going to be in.
They don't want him.
So you know what he'll do? He'll go to Fox News and go, maybe he gets Judge Judy. Judge Judy, Janine.
Well,
and she's a little racist.
She is quite racist.
Yeah, I know what she says. She says, black people don't know education. What they know is welfare checks.
See,
She says that. She has issues.
Well, she's got, just around
she's
Baltimore stupidity. And Washington, anyway, D.C. still.
Anyway, so getting back
so much
to the,
for politics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I have to present all sides.
Absolutely.
That's it. So anyway, Saturday, you got mothers and daughters.
That's our theme for Saturday night at 8 p.m., just like Friday night is 8 p.m.
Okay, so who's going to be headlining?
On Saturday night, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, we have a program Saturday matinee, which is called Obsessions. Rosie Lee Hooks, Anna Marie Horsford, they will be co-hosting.
Okay.
Saturday night, the one you just spoke of, My Mother, Myself, that will be co-hosted by the vocalist Eloise Laws and James Pickens Jr. And then on Sunday, Easter Day, for our matinee, that will be hosted by Joyce Guy and Sky Palkowitz. And the theme that day is Angels, Culture, and Coming of Age.
Oh, how nice. By the way, for Easter, what a nice thing.
It is.
What a
for
nice
those who want to get out on Easter Day, they can come to the matinee after church, and it's still early when they
leave. By the way,
good
restaurant spot nearby?
Oh, lots of them on Abbott Kinney, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lots.
So anyway,
in Venice.
You can enjoy that day, and get your tickets now.
That's right.
It's going to be sold out.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $30 at the door or $25 in advance. But for the gala night, those are $50 because you're getting dinner as well.
Right.
And or two for $90.
Adila, are you looking for volunteers?
Actually, we're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
But but we may have a need for one or two more, but I think we have about 37 volunteers for
our
gala
phenomenal.
Night. That's a lot of
oh,
volunteers.
Oh, good. Gala is a great, guys. When you go volunteer at galas, it's a
not
hot
a job.
Night. You start at the bottom, but you work your way up.
I'm not getting a job on this show. Anyway, let's get back to
we love our volunteers.
That's wonderful. Yes. Anyway, one other thing. So tell us about the Los Angeles Women's Theater. Tell us the great history and the people behind it.
Okay. We were founded in 1993. I happened to be at a conference that was put on by the California Arts Council, and a lot of solo artists were there. It was a statewide conference, huge. And I met a woman there by the name of Miriam Reed.
Uh-huh.
And Miriam Reed and I are kindred spirits. We both have solo shows. She portrays Anglo women, historical and minor African American. So we connected that whole weekend. At the end, they asked if there were any announcements. So Miriam said, what if I go up to the mic and ask if there are any of the solo artists here? And if so, how can we collectively support each other?
Right.
I told her I thought it was a great idea. And we had all these actors, dancers, storytellers, all these women who joined us in the rear. And we then had an offer that night by two women who were with the Burbank Little Theater. And they said, well, you guys can meet at our theater. And we did, and that first evening that we met as a group, the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival was founded.
Oh, how nice. Isn't that cool? Yeah,
so we've been around since 93. Yes. So
it's one of those L.A. things that happened.
Exactly.
It happened.
It was not planned at all.
Happened.
We had not planned to have this organization at all. It was uncanny the way it all happened.
It's neat because, you hear about stuff. And by the way, if you could go to the opening night at the gala, it would be phenomenal.
And it's going to be amazing.
Then you got dinner.
That's
dinner
right.
Dinner and show for $50. It's cheap.
That is cheap. And also what we have is what we call a live theater walk.
Ooh,
so for those who know the Barnsdall Gallery Theater Complex, when you go up the hill to the theater, there's a long, long walkway.
Right.
And it's cement. And so we're going to have performers who have been with us over the last 25 years along the way performing as people are walking down this walkway to get to the reception where we have dinner.
And you got the guy from Love Boat.
That's right. Ted Lange has been with us many years.
Wow.
Yes, we love Ted.
I like Ted.
I grew up as a little boy with Love Boat in the 80s, 1981.
Well, you know Ted. Ted played the bartender.
Isaac
the bartender.
That's right.
I watched you.
The
bartender. He sure did.
And then Hattie Winston, you're going to have.
Hattie Winston, she was on Becker.
Yeah.
For a long time with Ted Danson.
Wow. And in fact, some of these people you've seen
Oh, a lot of these.
Yeah, Miriam Reed, I've seen.
Miriam Reed, she's one of our co-founders.
And what a nice bunch of ladies. And also, could people donate? Let's say someone can't go, but they want to donate.
Absolutely. They can go to our website. They're on our website at www.lawtf.org. Okay. We have a button that says donations, and people can absolutely do that.
PayPal, like a PayPal thing?
There's a PayPal thing.
Oh, that's
and in fact,
wonderful.
Some people have already been doing it. They got invitations in the mail. They had a return card, said, I can't make it, but here's my donation. So checks have also been coming in that way as well.
That's nice. And by the way, if you want to give to a wonderful thing in society, helping women, good shows, do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
and we're a nonprofit, so everything that's donated is tax deductible.
Because, you know, Passover's coming up, Easter's coming up.
That's right.
All these holidays, please give. And
thank you for that plug, Cameron.
Hey. Well, I'm plugging away.
You're plugging away.
Now we got as you're in the room here, we're gonna introduce. We never really do businesses. we found and what we do, because we have a certain thing with the show. We do UFOs, politicians, the news, but not really new business. So tell us about your business.
Okay, cool.
Quality improvement.
Yeah, quality home improvements. My name is Patrick Robinson.
Welcome.
To
nice.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Sure.
Thank you for our show.
Yeah, this is a little different, right? Business on a radio show. Something new.
A lot of people.
There we go.
So
tell Let's talk.
When you talk about home quality service, what does it mean?
Basically, it's mean the best of the best, right?
Okay.
We can all go to Walmart. I mean, excuse me, not Walmart, but Home Depot.
Hey, sorry, Walmart.
No, we can go to Walmart for a few things, too. But we can go to the popular choices like Home Depot, Lowe's.
Right.
Pick different type of items for your homes, right? But is it really saving you money? You know, that's the real question, right? So what we provide is different type of energy savings, like, say, windows.
Okay, you do the window... Like the you do the blinds?
No, we do the whole. We do double pane windows,
double pane, triple pane
windows.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we do the actual windows. We have a life paint that I actually like selling the whole
lot. Special?
Excuse me?
You have a special on the window?
Yeah,
if you want
several specials. 10% discount. If you're listening right now, 10% discount.
Okay, 10%. Okay, so what other than that? That's really good. What other things do you do?
We have a life paint. That's why we're getting. We have a life paint. That's one of my favorite items, actually.
Okay.
Because this paint, it's amazing, right?
Okay.
We all think paint is paint, right? Like I said, we can go to some of the popular choices and, you know, we can grab a couple liters of paint. Anybody can paint a home, right?
Right.
But you will never think that paint can actually save you money on your energy bill.
Right.
You know? And once people actually find this out, like, wait, hold on, I can save 21.9% on my electricity bill by paint.
What are you talking about, solar?
No, this is a paint. It's an energy efficient paint. It's actually a life paint, right?
Okay. He needs pain.
Yeah. So what's in it? It's an elastomeric that's in it, okay? So the elastomeric, basically what it does is it reflects the sun UV rays.
Okay.
That actually
sun?
When the UV rays blast
into
your
UV
home.
Rays and sunglasses in the studio.
Right. All right, so when the sun is penetrating and the UV rays are shining real bright, it's
going
to go through your home, right? It's going to cause a lot of heat to come, right?
Okay.
So this paint right here is a rubbery-based material. So what it's going to do is it's going to pay as a reflector. So instead of penetrating through your home, it's actually going to bounce off the walls back to the solar system.
Okay.
So this keeping your house cool in the summertime, vice versa in the winter.
Right, right.
So with that being said, not only do you save money in electricity bill, you never have to worry about paying your home again. So it's a win-win
situation.
Sponsor
for the show.
It's a win-win situation. Yeah, I like you, cameraman. Yeah,
sponsor for the show here.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, any other specials you want to tell the folks about?
Roost.
We got a lot of
people. Roost. Right now in California, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. The weather's crazy.
Rainy.
Crazy. So, you know, with this crazy weather, a lot of people are experiencing roof leaks, right?
Right.
You know, they're starting to figure this out. Like, oh, I didn't know this happened. You know,
especially, you know what always happens? Always happens in the living room.
Right,
in the kitchen.
Right.
Or in a spare bedroom.
There
that's where
go.
It starts.
Yeah, a spare bedroom that was probably made, that was probably a garage that was converted into a spare room.
Sometimes they're not permitted.
Yeah, and that's...
Say, California, they're not permitted.
And that's bad because what happened is, if it's not permitted, it's going to have to get tore back down.
Right.
Money go down the waste.
Yeah, and they have to get it permitted.
Definitely.
And it's going to cost you bucks. Anyway, so you do that. What about... Okay, we talked about the windows. Talk about the energy.
Yes, solar.
Energy efficient. So now, do they have financing?
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Finally. Yeah, you do, because that slipped my mind. Yeah, we do actually offer financing. Yeah, definitely. We have a PACE program, Property Assessed Clean Energy.
So if you have good credit, what could you get?
Actually, this is not based on credit. That's the best thing about it. It's actually based on your equity in your home, right? And it's based on your monthly payments.
So you have $100,000 in your home. Your home,
if you have $100,000,
it's worth about $400,000.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get about 10 to 15% of that, right?
Okay.
So you qualify for like a 40 to maybe 55. 50. Yeah, somewhere in that range type of loan, right? So
LTV, loan to value.
Loan to value.
Yeah, I got my stuff together?
Who's the center of this?
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to give him a shirt.
Yeah. But people out there, what they're looking for, financing?
Yeah, financing.
You know, it's very...
Yeah.
And then, you know, inflation, it will maybe going up. So you better do it now.
Exactly. It is
inflation may be going up.
Definitely.
The chairman, the new guy, he's going to raise the rates.
Yep.
Wow.
Interest rates. So,
they're raising by like 6.6.
And then the trade war. China's going to trade war with us. Impeachment next? No, I'm just kidding.
Look at your eye.
See,
I stay away from that.
I definitely stay away.
Yeah, I stay away from politics, man.
Yeah. What I find interesting was we found a guy who was everything. He's everything. Anything he does, it's him. Nobody else. So now as he's falling apart, we're seeing him fall apart.
Right.
And the best thing about that is, no, he'll be another impeached president. And he'll because the Democrats are going to nominate a lot of people in the Congress and the Senate. So as they nominate people, what's the first thing they're going to talk about?
Do you see him stepping down? Do you see Trump stepping down before impeachment?
No. I see him getting impeached.
Nixon didn't step down.
He won't step down because he knows that he has this bravado that he's a strong guy, you know, a strong guy.
However, if he is up against the wall, he may try to save face and say, I don't want to play anymore.
I think so. That would leave a good mark and show some humanity. And Trump, he's a billionaire in running our country. And if he is found that guilty, I think it would be very wise of him for himself to step down.
Yeah, well, you never know what politics.
He'll always be loved for that.
The only thing is, he's got these three women. Actually, he's going to have six. Two hookers. I can't keep count, but the one
it's many more than that if you go way back to last
year. Yeah, exactly. And Melania's sitting there. So what do I do? Do I hire an assassin to kill him? What do I do? But the thing is, it brings a lot of shame to the presidency.
It does
when you have that because look at Obama. I miss Obama already.
Oh,
bring him back.
Everybody misses him.
Let's always check Trump's health. You know, we always have to check the health of a president too, because sometimes assassins work in poisoning or something, mild heart attack. Well, any president.
Well,
really.
He likes to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken and eat everything. Trump likes him. He gets two buckets and eats the two buckets. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh,
so it's cardiology.
There you go. We
you
haven't noticed anything doing. He hasn't done anything that's sick looking. Yeah. So
well,
Trump looks healthy.
They would tell you anyway. That's U.S. Congress. Anyway, so we'll get back to the wonderful world of improvement. Then we'll talk about you. So home improvement. How can they get you? How can people reach you?
Yeah, definitely. You guys can reach me at qhiinc.com.
I'm gonna go slow.
Yeah, let me do it. Just QHIINC.com.
Okay, what about phone number?
Phone number is area code 323-670-3478. That is my personal.
What's your name?
Patrick Robinson.
Patrick Robinson, you heard first.
Here we
what
go.
About this gentleman over here?
Isaac, that is my partner.
Yes.
That is my
okay,
partner.
Okay, what about
the
one reach Isaac?
Isaac,
but
come on.
If you want to reach
he's
me.
He's the area sales manager.
Ah, area sales manager. But Patrick is a super
well, you said that on your thing, area
yes,
sales manager.
Yeah, he's a super
okay. I read pretty
so
good.
You could reach me at.
Okay, so tell me how the people could reach you.
Well, first of all, just real briefly, anyone that's interested in any home improvement, you can go on the website, qhiinc.com.
Okay.
And you could call me directly. At
818-853-5931.
You can call 24/7. I will
you get back to people right away?
Well, yeah.
That's how you test.
Yeah,
you
see, absolutely.
If I still get back to you, we'll give out a prize.
I got a call from someone of our listeners who has my phone, who got my phone number because I gave it out there too, and she asked me to pray for her, and I did. And she didn't expect
very
it.
Nice.
And she said, "I heard you're a mystic and a psychic," and I said, "I said I'm not really a mystic and a psychic. I'm a Christian."
Oh, the people that we have. Well, we got Shannon on soon. Mm-hmm. Shannon will be here. Now, any other work that you do?
Yeah, we do additions, add-ons.
Okay, so you add on to a house.
Yeah, what I would advise any listener that's that I caught your interest, just go on our website.
Yeah.
It's self-explanatory. We pretty much do any and everything that happens.
And you're contracted California, you're
all
licensed?
We're all licensed, bonded, we're insured. Definitely. You know, we ran by Chris Moss. He's our owner, one of the best owners
What's
out there.
Name?
Absolutely.
Chris Moss. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Sounds like the Stanley Moss, the judge of California.
No, he's a great guy.
He's
man.
A great guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like,
good. So you guys are making money?
Yeah.
And by the way, references? You're
making money.
Can I get references?
Making home beautiful. Excuse me?
Can I get references?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Go on our website. Go on our website. For sure.
Absolutely.
Quality home improvement.
That's it. Okay. I feel improved already.
Right?
I feel like I'm getting improved. Anyway, what we're going to do is we want to thank you very much for coming.
Oh, you are so welcome.
You know, you're welcome to stay with us or whatever you want to do. Thank you very much. And then we have the home improvement team. See, usually you get a gift for the host.
No, I'm just kidding.
But you know what we should do? We'll have a contest. Maybe you could, it's a good PR thing, repair someone's house. We'll do a contest and you can repair someone's house. Would that be nice?
Wow.
That would be a wonderful contest.
So let's do it.
Yeah,
that
we'll film it, put it on our YouTube.
Community
yes.
too.
Yes.
And women.
Martinez,
and what about
listening.
The camera. Thank you very much. And good luck.
I will call you.
Thank you so much. And by the way, what you could do is for the Women's Theater, put up your services. Wouldn't that be nice? For women, sir, they can put up their services and then they can do work. Wouldn't that be good? So you guys heard me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like a... Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Well, we have a movie show.
Yes.
Yeah, no Kim Pfeiffer tonight.
What's the number, Cameron?
Oliver 323-203-0815.
Okay.
0815.
Yeah.
What was that?
323-203-0815.
You can sit over there.
Yeah, sure. That's where I
can sit. Okay. Anyone else coming?
We have Amber calling in right now. She's going to bring up a special subject of her own. We're going to talk about what she wants to talk about.
You know what I'm
going to
get into? UFOs.
I love UFOs.
Then we'll talk about UFOs. And by the way, our guys
I actually
here...
I got video from a UFO on my phone.
Ah.
Yeah, that little space thing that they
Well, you know, there was a...
It's
funny you should say that.
Phone. Let me see. Let me
bring you know what they found? You know what they found today? There was a skeleton.
Where?
What it was. Chile. Oh. And it looked like an alien.
Oh,
and they showed it on, I don't know, if you put on UFO sightings, they show you the little skeleton.
Okay.
Also, we get a live call.
Great.
It's Amber Martinez. Call. She's Miss United Nations Globe, people.
Hello. Is this Amber?
Yeah, it is. How are you guys?
This is our coach.
Hey. It sounds like there's
Martinez.
A lot of you in there tonight.
We miss your French. We miss your Scottish and French.
I miss you guys too.
We miss
yes.
you.
Yes, what's
and
up?
And then Danny Cruz.
Hi, I'm
Danny Cruz.
Albert Martinez.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, I miss you.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Now tell us what's going on. And I know is Amber on a special mission?
Amber, you do so much in LA. You help children read. How's that program coming?
Oh, it's doing great actually. We're actually looking for donations. So if anyone
there
wants to
go.
Donate, go to Facebook.com and Google the Hollywood Education Literacy Project because we're actually trying to raise money because one of our main supporters has decided they don't want to support anymore, so we're trying to raise $5,000. So if anyone can give anything, even if it's just a dollar, 5,000 people give a dollar, we're good, you know?
Yeah, or you know what you can do? why don't we do to encourage people, if you help Amber, you help building a world of education. You're helping kids.
Right.
That's true. If you help the Hollywood Education and Literacy Project, you're helping children and immigrant children and also children who have learning disabilities And I have some disabled students who have Down syndrome. You're helping them, you know, re-educate themselves and build a better future for themselves. So please donate, guys.
Yes, that's good. Now, Amber, if you want to, what if the, what I was going to say is, we, you know, people, you know, not only want to donate, but what, maybe they can, maybe we could donate not all, you know, money, of course.
Not just money,
but what other things do they need?
Oh, yes, we also are looking for textbooks, you know, if anybody has any old tablets or computers they want to donate. Also, if anybody wants to donate their time, we're looking for an electrician and a heating and cooling guy if they want to come and donate, you know, their time to fix our heater and cooler. We need that.
Right, that's a big
thing.
Yeah.
Wait, and so also...
We'll give you that number again. What's the number, Patrick?
323-670-3478.
So you want to help Amber?
Talk about Amber also works in the hills. And are you still cleaning up the hills and the valleys? Are you making things straight up there? How's that going? Was that some work you've been doing in the past, Amber?
Amber, are you sure?
What are we talking about?
Amber, you have another program, not just the children in L.A., but you also keep the mountains and the valleys clean and safe. Are you still working on that program, too?
Oh, yeah, tree people.
Hey!
I work with tree people to reforest and repopulate, you know, the wildlife and the Los Angeles National Forest because of all the wildfires. So we've been planting a lot of trees lately, so... If you go to treepeople.com, we have days where you can come out and volunteer and plant trees
and take
help repopulate. You can donate seedlings and everything like that's good, too, so we can try and fix all the natural disasters. So it's natural disaster relief for the Angeles National Wildlife.
That's two things for two different kinds of people. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And how about yourself? Are you traveling around the world?
I'm really excited about that. I'm having a meeting, so I may become the new outreach chair for the United Nations Association of America for the Beverly Hills chapter.
Yay!
Heavenly Father!
Auburn!
Woo, 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 woo.
But you know what I'm going to tell people out there? Please donate.
Well, you know, I like to keep myself busy, Cameron. I have a passion for people and the world, so got to keep it rolling, you know?
And by the way, give your website one more time for people that want to donate. To give money.
You go to Facebook.com, and the charity is called Hollywood Education Literacy Project, and there's a button on there that says donate.
Okay.
Or you can check out our GoFundMe.com. You can just put in Hollywood Education Literacy Project or help. And you can go to helplearn.org and send emails in. If you want to bring in, you know, books or old laptops or computers, or if you want to donate your handyman or electrician skills, you need that as well. So go to helplearn.org and send us an email, too, as well for that.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Amber.
Awesome.
Thank you, man. We miss you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amber.
Check out my new movie that's coming out in theaters. It's called Madness in the Method, directed and produced by Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, also starring Terry Hatcher, as well as Casper Van Dien, Danny Trejo, and many others.
Is Terry Hatcher homeless? Is that true?
What?
They had in the National Enquirer. Terry Hatcher's homeless.
I can't talk about gossip, Cameron. That's
there
my
you
work.
Go.
Follow
there
work
you go.
Person.
You don't want followers, three stalkers. Come on.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a great movie.
I had a really good time working on that project. I'm basically in a bikini the entire time, though.
Good for your modeling. You got all those pictures. You look beautiful, Amber.
By the way, Amber.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
IMBD. You have a wonderful IMBD. And her movie went now. Is this coming out?
Oh,
right
now? My IMDb is imdb.me/AmberMartinez. You guys can, if you want to contact me for booking or appearances, contact my publicist, Amy, at HollywoodNowPR@Outlook.com.
Ooh. All right.
Yay, Amber.
Bring Amber on.
I'm excited. I miss you guys.
I can come in a couple
weeks, but I'm a little wrapped up at home office right now. So thank you for having me on the air. I always love to be here.
Yeah, we enjoy having you.
All right, we take off
thank
the
you,
crown.
Danny.
We take
always
off our crowns.
Yes!
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And by the way, that was Amber Martinez.
Thank you, Amber.
Amber Martinez. So anyway, on the what we're going to do now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I think we gave you guys a lot of PR. And by the way, if you want to sponsor our show, if you get some jobs, we could, you know, tell people about you, and I can do the ads.
I have for sure.
So what about $1,000 a month?
Hey guys, speaking of small
business, that's not bad at all. That's
so
not
it's
bad
cheap.
At all. Mm. That is.
We can do the advertisement.
Yeah, that's very cheap. Yeah. Yeah. We might take you up on that.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah, because you know what?
I like that.
A lot of people. What we'd like to do is, if you have friends that have business, $500 to $1,000. We need sponsorship. You know why? Because each time they sponsor, we get you guys back. We get other people, and it helps to pay.
Definitely. That's not a problem.
Broadcasting costs money.
Yeah. Right. Hey, guys.
Sure.
And let me talk about some UFO stuff.
Yeah, not about... We don't need to talk about ourselves, Cameron. Let's talk about the news.
Yeah, I didn't talk about me. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, one other thing has happened in the UFO world. They found an alien head on Mars. Did you hear about that?
It looks like a skeleton.
What it is the head is coming up on the thing. Put on UFO sightings.
Okay.
That's where I got the information.
Okay.
And anyway, the Mars location, the raids on Mars is called the Crises Alien, and they name it after the alien. So there is a face, and it's very interesting, because I believe that, you know, the UFO world, and they also had a sighting in the Congo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going into Congo and Africa.
Oh.
UFOs are going all over.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's give us our UFO news.
Well, when's the last time anybody in here has seen a UFO? I think Patrick mentioned seeing a UFO.
I had a UFO sighting up in Edwards. I saw.
Okay.
Where the mountain opened up and the ship went in.
Has anybody seen? Be looking at the sky, people. Really?
Well, is there one? Come see.
These helicopters. Tell us if you're listening. Call us right now if you've seen the UFO.
One other thing is,
I'm gonna act like I don't see it.
No, UFOs are
everywhere.
Anyway, glowing triangular UFO photograph by an airplane passenger over Texas. Did you hear about this one? They had a. Airplane was flying. Guess what was above it? UFO.
That's right. I was going to say, we have to look
out
for a helicopter.
The triangle UFO was seen by a person on a passenger plane over Texas this week. Mm-hmm. The UFO is glowing, probably due to the angle of the setting, the sun. Because when the sun sets, usually the UFO will come in.
Now look at the colors, people. Blue?
It was bluish color when I saw it. And then... The passenger took the picture of the UFO. Isn't that interesting?
That is close up encounters with flying saucers in the air.
In the air, you don't see that. Now we got another story about Sedona. Sedona had a UFO thing happen recently, where you saw like a little beam on the mountain, and it was a UFO. And bright golden lights were seen at Sedona this week. In the mountains, so
listen for sounds, Cameron.
This
sounds
is real stuff. Right. Mm. The bright lights were caught in two different photos, always with the same level. And what was really interesting was how we're seeing a lot of these UFOs come through the mountaintop,
right in the mountains,
and people are seeing it
hiking,
and they can't believe it. And the mountains would be an exit, great exit for it, because they go in, they leave.
Ooh,
you would never know. And so someone took a picture of it, and that's how.
What a beautiful scenery with trees.
Yeah,
like Area 51. See, that makes sense.
Well, Area 51, I've been to. It's in Lincoln County.
I think it's gone.
It moved to Lincoln County. You know why they moved it?
Why?
Because the government said we're going to move it. It was done about 10 years ago. It was moved to Lincoln County, and that's about 100 miles away. I've been there.
They had a report. It was a UFO files. I don't know if you guys ever seen it before.
UFO files.
Yeah, it was crazy because the guy, he released his information. He was part of the CIA, and a week or two later, he ended up getting killed after he released it. If you look up UFO files on YouTube, it should pop up.
And well, remember like JFK? He wanted to let that out.
Yeah,
and he was assassinated.
Yeah, so that stuff is crazy.
That's interesting.
I try not to talk about it because I don't want them gunning me down or nothing. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, they come to surprise you. They surprise you when you least expect it.
Right.
Anyway, home security camera recorder caught a fairy. You know, like the fairy?
Yeah, Washington.
When we were kids, we were told there was a good, you know, good tooth fairy, whatever. Well, they saw fairy. Okay. The real thing you've seen on,
right.
It's on you.
I saw a leprechaun. Green eyes.
And what it said is that it was in a backyard in London, England. So it happened. And the photo was taken in 2013, but was reported today. And it shows the objects in a white, color show the fairy. Mm-hmm. So fairies are real.
Right. Look for them in your bushes, speaking of the outdoors. Now, fairies are tales that are said to be, they live in the woods.
Right.
And there is some truth, I think, in the nature of their eyes. I saw two strong, beaming green eyes. You could tell they were so close. And I had to rub mine like 3 or 4 or 5 times. It's about 15 or 20 years ago. And it just happened to be in the lavender bush in front of my grandmother's house. And it had to be no further than 1 foot off the ground. And they were just about 2 inches apart. 3 inches apart, like a human, like a face would be shaped at that low of a ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they could have been two separate objects, or the eyes of some creature that remained invisible. That's all I saw.
Now, let me share a murder mystery. Was Stephen Hawking murdered?
Oh.
Well, there was a top paper in London that says he may have been murdered because he was going to reveal the existence of aliens. So, what happened was Stephen Hawking, the famous.
Yeah, the
physicist,
guy who's in a chair.
The movie
him.
Yeah, well, some people claim he was murdered to stop him from revealing top secret information about the existence of aliens.
Makes sense.
And they said people have been killed for less. So that means he was killed.
We want to know aliens because we believe that the extraterrestrial flying saucers could be ours. That's easily Occam's razor, and that's what I believe, is that what we have here is ours. And to some degree, you never know how far away we are from something new. So if these are ours,
there's communication.
We have something new.
If people ask, is there communication? I would say yes. I'd say it's going to be slowly but surely coming. Well, human...
Extraterrestrial connections.
They want to monitor what's going on here.
Right.
And by the way, on this Hawking thing, they said that he was supposed to give a report on the aliens, and suddenly he dies 2 days later. Interesting.
Right. He's the smartest person, one of the smartest people in history.
Yeah.
He figured out so much. And he may have been contacted, like Tesla.
Him and Uri Geller, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uri Geller, we've been speaking on our email.
Uri Geller!
You always send me love and power, thank you. And it always comes to fruition. All right.
Anyway, the film crew, they were filming for Japan. There was a UFO when they were filming this movie. Mm. They found a real UFO. So it was part of it. Now, floating objects seen in Earth's orbit on live video. Guess what they saw? UFOs.
Okay.
So things are happening.
Around,
and I was going to say, on live space station, the strange UFOs appeared as live came the other day and were recorded by MRMBB3353. That's a governmental thing, and they recorded UFOs.
Right, it was a governmental thing. It was a told me about this. Yes, I saw the video of the pilots commenting.
Oh, they had at the UPARS meeting, and Daniel liked this, the lady that you brought me.
Yes.
And she was made a film.
Is it Off the Book Phenomenon, Annie Jacobson?
Yeah, Annie Jacobson.
I just spoke to Elizabeth Garriga, when Adila Barnes was here, was a contact in Brown Paper.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, if you're listening right now, or go back, I'll send you the link tomorrow. We would love to have Annie Jacobson back on. She was my favorite guest, personally.
Well, Annie Jacobson? Yeah. What happened was, with the weird call-in, she couldn't hear us, and we couldn't hear her.
The telepathy.
Huh?
Yes, and so we can confirm or deny telepathy, possibly, with Annie, if there was any intent on telepathy.
By the way, she's got another film coming out. So people out there will know.
You and I picked up on it together.
I heard the word. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to get Shannon in studio soon.
That's awesome.
And also, we got repair guys.
Yeah.
What do you do? Retrofitting?
Yeah, retrofitted windows. We don't do repairs.
You don't do the repair?
Not repairs. If it's a repair, we're going to do it like, if your roof needs to get repaired, don't call us because we're going to do the whole roof.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to.
You don't just do part of the room.
No.
Hey, guys, I want to come back to what we went through with Carmela Tunzi. Carmela, thank you so much. I've been working on myself since the hypnosis session here. Right? And so just before, I don't want to pass this up since we're all together here, and I didn't want to pass up a special subject too on mental health. And that was what we brought up in the studio last time. And so
she's gonna be coming back. We're gonna get her back in.
Right.
We're gonna get Shannon. We get some other people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do is balance.
Right.
Balance the show.
Well, that's a good balance. You know, it's an enjoyable and fun one.
Now, one other thing I was gonna mention: in Washington tomorrow, there's gonna be a march, and the march is gonna be for violence in America with the kids. And the kids from the high school in Florida are sponsoring it. They're amazing kids. Could you imagine 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids already getting people against gun control, you know, not against gun control, but to get gun control.
Right.
And a lot of the NRA are afraid of them.
Right. We should be picturing the next 50 years right now. The small communities in the San Gabriel Valley, like San Dimas, are pioneering a new generation. And we've grown up. I have my grandparents, my mom, and my aunt, and myself have all grown up now. And so this next pioneering generation coming up, I think 50 years ahead, what are these small towns going to look like? You know, kids that are going out there, please be peaceful. And we have a wonderful town right now. And and so we don't want to, you know, we have a lot of, I think that you are the future.
Talking
so
about that, actually, I just want to bring up a subject.
That's okay, Isaac.
Yeah. Kidding. No. No, this is serious. I mean, that's like a quality home improvement. Well, we have a community outreach.
I'm talking about
outreach,
business.
And it's much more engaging right now. We have a community outreach, and we're engaging in different communities, developing local communities. And as part of the outreach campaign, if you want to get more info, you can call the number 800-275-2154. That's 800-275-2154. You can go on the website too.
Free advertisement.
It's cute. Right. Hey, Patrick, we're just in the city. What's
here,
our website?
We have Carl Felicio from Weed Maps too.
INC.
Carl Felicio, he's the.
Yeah, QHIINC.com. Yes.
The Weed Map shout out? I like that.
We have a Weed Map shout out to Carl Felicio. He's the president of the company. We can probably have him on. I'll call you up, Carl, soon.
Yeah.
Former secretary. He was the former deputy secretary under Hilda Solis for the Department of Labor.
Really?
Yes. Him and I have been friends. And he's the president of Weed Maps. I just talked to him today. So, Carl, we'd love to shoot you out just a shout out of Weed Maps because you're there. And we'd love to have you on in the show, in the studio, when you come back to California. And
visit us.
Yes, come and visit us.
Invite me back.
And by the way, we're going to, next week, we're going to tape our show because of the Jewish holiday, because of Passover. So
okay,
we're going to tape
great.
Our show to Thursday night, but we'll be on live.
Well, we have Good Friday coming up. Resurrection, April Fools, Easter on April Fools. Jesus, are you fooling the world? You said, kill me.
Family problems are killing me. But that's another subject. We'll talk about it when it's resolved. But it was a crazy week. Crazy week. You probably thought it was crazy. I sent you that text.
Oh, no. We all deal with
sometimes
crazy things.
You know what's funny about life? When you least expect something to happen, it happens.
Life is what's happening while you're making other plans.
Yeah, it screws up your plans, that's for sure. But now, as this is getting settled, hopefully, I'll be able to do my other stuff.
Be strong. We'll be strong together. We're all going through
something.
Yeah. Take a hit.
We're strong, baby. We're ready for a drink.
It's Friday night. Come on.
Friday night, drink.
I love that.
By the way,
you
know what would be a good challenge for you guys? Let's get people that are listening today, hearing our show, and, you have a problem. Let's say you want to add to your house.
Sure.
Those are the guys who could do it. You want earthquake retrofitting,
that's
which is a big issue.
Absolutely.
Your guys do it, right?
We give away a free assessment. Anything that a homeowner needs.
Right, because you need California.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
get a free assessment.
Window,
and,
the window things you guys do.
Yes.
And those are great things. Other things that we didn't mention you do? Solar?
Yes, we do solar.
Solar. Kitchens, bathrooms, patios.
Yeah, bathrooms. I'll have to look you up.
Remodel.
Bathroom remodel. My mom's bathroom.
Yes, turf as well. You know, at the Fisher Green Grass as well. We do that turf as well. And matter of fact, the company Quality Home Improvement, we own our own brand. So you can check that out.
Are you subcontractors? Are you individual subcontractors?
No, we
are subcontractors.
Okay,
they're sales guys.
Yeah.
Okay, and they bring you to the people. You sign up with them. And they'll get you some good people.
Oh, good.
To the promised land.
Absolutely. All licensed.
All licensed.
All licensed, insured, and bonded. QHIINC.com. It's official, baby. Phone number is 800-275-2154.
And by the way, what I was going to mention next week, well, Shannon's coming in, hopefully. And I wanted to mention also that as we move forward for the holidays, which will be next week, Passover, I want to wish everyone a happy Easter.
Yes.
Passover.
Happy Easter, yes.
And, you know, Easter is a big holiday. Mm-hmm. Be happening.
Yes.
Yes.
Passover is all about bitter. What are the parts of Passover? I've celebrated Passover with the traditional parts of it.
Now, yeah, well, the bitter herbs.
The bitter herbs, thank you. The horseradish? Is it?
And also the cup for Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's big because, in Passover, they leave a cup for Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, Elijah is supposed to drink the cup.
Are we doing a special
He's
for that?
To come
the
speak
show
down.
Next week?
We'll talk about Passover on Thursday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Elijah. Maybe we'll get sponsorship for quality improvement.
Yes, I like it.
I like it too.
So with that in mind, that's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Thank you.
So I want to thank everyone. I want to thank quality improvement.
Quality home improvement. That's what's up. That's really great.
And then I want to thank the L.A. Women's Theater Festival.
Yes.
And Mrs. Barnes that came on. And then I also like to thank our one and only UFO expert and confidant, Danny Cruz.
Yes.
And then I'm going to shout out Jose Escamilla.
He looks good.
Anyway, with
that's
all that in mind, have a good evening. Good night from
L.A.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, L.A.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.